9:10, it is the magic hour. It is the time of week where we take a break, a respite, if you will, from things serious, from things that weigh you down, and talk about things that lift you up, that pick you up, that fill you up. We are joined by our friend Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. With that, we welcome in the grand master himself, Ian McNulty. How you doing, Ian?
Good morning, Tommy. I feel like I'm walking down a red carpet being just pelted by flower petals when I hear your introduction.
We need some music for that. We need some kind of orchestral, like, you know, when they walk out for the Oscars or something, and like the lady that just died, the actress, I had no idea who she was. Who was that dame somebody the other day, Maggie Smith? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I think I prefer the Darth Vader march, you know, that sort of stirring chords when he gets off of the shuttle. Yeah, sure, you know.
Oh, by the way.
But I come bearing good news. I come bearing good news. I come bearing news of the force, Tommy, of revival, of rebirth, of restaurants coming back.
Renaissance.
So a couple of good news reports here. There was a po' boy shop, Mahoney's, that's been around for quite some time and has a great story behind it. Mahoney's is on Magazine Street, the original one, just past Louisiana, you know, for all your New Orleans landmarks, across from where the Harry's Ace used to be, right? And this place first opened in 2008. And I remember I was a Cub food reporter back then. And back then it was special because it was part of that, you know, a couple years past Hurricane Katrina. There was a lot of revival, recovery, and a lot of people were doing just different ideas in the food realm in particular. And here comes this guy. He comes out of the fine dining realm. His name was Ben Wicks, and he opens up a po' boy shop. Like, here's a guy trained in, you know, high-end restaurants, and he decides, nope, I'm going to put my talents towards making a root beer glazed ham for this po' boy, or cooking down a really good roast beef for this po' boy, or frying off the right oysters. And it hit just right. It was, you know, it was a time when, like, oh, will the neighborhood po' boy shop survive? Are we all doomed to Quiznos and Subways? And here comes a guy injecting fresh energy into po' boys without revolutionizing anything, without saying, like, you know, we're going to turn this thing inside out or deconstruct it, or, you know, fusion it up or anything. This was a traditional New Orleans neighborhood po' boy shop that just happened to be minted in 2008 instead of 1948. And it was great. It was a hit. People loved it. Eventually, you know, things changed. The chef moved on, sold it to partners. They kept it going. They expanded it. They got the sad news last summer that the French Quarter location closed. And then over this summer, in July, the original shop closed. What's next? Well, what's next is it's about to reopen with, again, a blast of fresh energy. Seems cyclical. A team of young guys has taken over. They're fixing to reopen Mahoney's on Magazine Street early October, the exact date of moving target, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the first half of the month, even the first week possibly. They're working hard at it right now over there, I can tell you. And these are guys who they run a couple of well-known spots around town. Barrel Proof, which is, I talk about old fashions a lot, Tommy. This is a place that has a great old fashioned set. Bar and Magazine
I'm wearing
Street
my old fashioned socks today, as a matter of fact, Ian McNulty.
Are you? Okay.
I am.
When I take to my wardrobe later to hit the streets, I shall join you in that.
All right.
They run Barrel Proof. They also run a great place in the French Quarter called The Will and the Way. It's on Toulouse Street, just off of Bourbon, but not like a tourist place at all. It's like a really kind of modern, stylish tavern. So these guys and their partners, they're taking on Mahoney's, and I had a chance to talk to the guy who's going to be running the kitchen. Yeah, he's a chef for sure. He's got fine dining chops, just like the origin story of Mahoney's. But he's also a bra from Marrera, grew up, you know, making po' boys with his family, you know, even frying off shrimp in the backyard and going to the store, getting loaves of bread, making their own po' boys. The point is, the man knows from po' boys. You know, he didn't just jump off the back of the truck and start making stuff in his restaurant. And he's joined by another guy who's big on cocktails. But again, they're not fancifying the place. They're going to have kind of straight up po' boys, but next to a couple things that are a little more, let's say, 2024. You know, kind of some snacks on the menu. Maybe a few different takes on the po' boy. They got one in the works, and I can't emphasize this enough. You know, it's fried shrimp, it's fried oyster, ham. They're doing the roast beef. The roast beef, of course. They're doing the root beer glazed ham also. But they've got a po' boy in the works. It's based on the White Castle slider. So thin square patties, grilled onions, squashed down on a big po' boy bun. I'm here for fun stuff like that. So anyway, that's the revival of Mahoney's. Should be coming back early October. We got room in the tank for another revival.
Absolutely. We got nothing but room. But let me bring the audience in quickly at 504-260-1870. If you got any eating or drinking questions or suggestions, that this is what we do on Friday morning at this time. We talk with Ian McNulty about it. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah.
Continue.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I'll give you a little news of the land, and then we'll turn to our listeners. Yes, this next rebirth story concerns a saint. Not our saints, who will be reborn with the blood of the Falcons on Sunday, I have no doubt. But St. John Restaurant, a restaurant you and I have talked about a few times because it had its ups and downs over the past year. This is a place in the French Quarter. Chef Eric Cook, mm-hmm. originally from Gris Restaurant, and a guy, true blue, black and gold, Semper Fi, Marine veteran, New Orleans native, came through all the restaurant kitchens, commanders especially, earned his chops. Opened his own restaurant. St. John was his second restaurant in the French Quarter. Made the news last year. High-profile spat with Entergy that a lot of people could relate to, I think. But reopened. And then in the spring, closed. But said, nope, this isn't the end. We're coming back. We're not ready to face another summer in the French Quarter in the situation that we have here. But we're going to take this idea somewhere else. And we think that it can live up to its full potential in a new venue. And we learned that new venue is on St. Charles Avenue, downtown, next to Herb Saint Restaurant. It's the spot that was once Le Chat Noir Cabaret, later Marcello's Restaurant, and then all too briefly a wonderful restaurant called Le Chat Noir again. But now it is St. John. It's right on the St. Charles streetcar line, and it is opening officially today. I got a little sneak peek earlier in the week. Saw Eric Cook and his crew doing their thing. They couldn't be more excited. And it's a gorgeous new restaurant with a big bar up front, big windows facing those streetcars rattling past. You walk on through to the back room, open kitchen. You can see the crew at work. There's even a couple private event rooms upstairs, balconies overlooking the streetcar line and the parade route, of course. And the food is as I remember it. It is, it's kind of back of the stove Louisiana food, done in an upscale way. This is this is not an inexpensive restaurant by any means. So this is not, your down home neighborhood joint. But it is dishes like, what I had smothered turkey necks. Mm-hmm. I had rabbit fricassee over dumplings, gnocchi instead of dumplings, gnocchi that they made in house. A veal chop parmesan bone in that came out shaped like a heart and about the size of a bicycle seat. Just a big cut of meat. Definitely need to split that or plan on leftovers or just finish it off yourself, UBU. You can see pictures of all these things that I'm talking about in the interior and the beaming glow on Chef Eric Cook's face at his new restaurant on my Instagram at Ian McNulty Nola or get the full read on NOLA.com. They reopened today officially, and I think it's great. They, Chef Eric, he's when he closed that restaurant, you close your breath, you hold your breath. You close the restaurant, you hold your breath if it's going to come back or not.
He's an interesting story, man. I'll tell you what, he's an interesting story.
He is indeed.
Tell me again.
His whole point of
the restaurant he is what?
It's St. John. And his whole point of closing the restaurant in the French Quarter was this isn't working out for us, but this restaurant has a lot of potential that it can more fully reach somewhere else. Well, now he's going to prove it, right? So you relocated, you moved your crew over there, and it seems set up. I mean, it's the kind of place that I think a lot of people, especially visiting from out of town, will be looking for, like a real taste of Louisiana. But done in an upscale way, and not everybody in the world can fit into Donald Link's Cochon. I mean, they try, but here's another restaurant doing something similar, right in the same part of town. So I think they'll have success with the out-of-towners, and I think there's enough locals that are in their corner that want that kind of food too. That will come out too. So
and tell me where that is again, St. John. Somebody texted it.
Yeah, that's St. John. It's now on St. Charles Avenue, downtown. 715 St. Charles is the address. But if you know where Herb Saint is, just past Lafayette Square.
Easy enough to find. Where I guess Swiss Bakery used to be or something around it, right? Somewhere.
Yeah, same block. I have to mention Swiss Bakery if you're if just the mention of that drove in nostalgia for your wedding or your whatever event you had a cake for them for. They're still going strong in Mid-City. They're over at the American Can Building. Building is something once called it.
Your earlier reference about it's where something used to be. That's how I give people directions. It's like, yeah, where that used to be. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the geopsychic geography of New Orleans, Tommy. It's like, you know, where so-and-so used to live or, you know, yeah, where that school was before they tore it down and built the apartment complex. Wasn't that a time saver before they turned it into a tapas bar? Sure.
And it's not an apartment complex anymore. Subsequently, they made it up. But before that, it was, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We can back. Questions are coming in, 504-260-1870. It is going to be a great weekend to get outside. So we'll come back, Ian, talk about some outside dining choices, perhaps, some places to... And I'll tell you one of my dining stories. As a matter of fact, last night I had a couple of beers with the best friend I have in the world on a balcony overlooking the river, and it was delightful. It really was. Back in a flash, talking to Ian McNulty, eating and drinking. That's what we do on Friday morning here. That's what he does for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We'll pick it up when we come back on WWL. Talking to Ian McNulty, as we do every Friday, eating and drinking, covers that. That's what he covers with Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Ian, yesterday, you know, was 80-something degrees, but with a little humidity. I was sitting with the best friend I have in the world out on the balcony at the, what is it, the river, what is that thing on, River Shack, that's what it was, thank you, on the West Bank. Having a couple of beers, feeling the breeze, watching the river, sun goes down, lights come up on the Crescent City Connection, and we realize, you know, sometimes it's about the journey, not the destination. And at this time of year, you got to realize that. You got to slow down and just kind of take it in.
Oh, yeah, Tommy, you're so right. I mean, the set and setting, right? Like sometimes it's that setting is everything. And I know exactly what you're talking about there from the River Shack. You're on the West Bank side. You're looking back at the city. You see the bridge. Excellent. I took one step outside yesterday in a late afternoon, and I knew it wasn't a fluke. You know, like the morning was so nice. And then I immediately started thinking about it, some outdoor restaurant options. And actually, I have a couple of that I think are kind of sleepers, right? Like,
okay.
You know, driving around, you're going to see lots of people outside of the Deliche's, you know, they're kind of packing into that wine bar with a nice food menu there. You're going to go down the street, you're going to see the Columns Hotel, that patio and porch is going to be packed. You know, people are going down to Bacchanal and behind that fence, that courtyard, they're going to be jostling for tables. But there's so many places now that have worked little patios and courtyards into their dining options. A couple off the top of my head, Rosedale. In it's the Navarre neighborhood, but in between Mid-City and Lakeview. This is Susan Spicer's restaurant. I mean, nobody has earned more respect in the restaurant business around here than Susan Spicer. Now she's pretty well devoting her time to this casual restaurant neighborhood joint. You walk on through, there's a beautiful patio and back. There's a new one down in the French Quarter, Manolito, a place you and I have talked about for cocktails. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a Cuban-inspired restaurant with a Latin menu. It's a small little place, but they did an expansion and renovation over the spring that, didn't create, but it gave them access to a very old courtyard that's been back there for a while. A newer one, Uptown, Audubon Clubhouse. It's in Audubon Park. It's, you know, part of the kind of the golf complex there. It's been there for a long time. But it really has only come into its own as a restaurant, so it's kind of fully, truly a restaurant since the Dickey Brand Group took over last year. And it's definitely living its best life as a place where you can get a table at the porch, a covered wraparound porch, you know, a Dickey Brennan restaurant quality menu and bar program, a great happy hour. Really, really a nice addition. It really does function as kind of a full-service uptown restaurant now that just happens to be surrounded by a park. So not only are you outside, but you're surrounded by these calming green views and sort of acrobatic oak trees all around you in the center of Uptown. They abound. There's another place in Lakeview called The Backyard, and it's got backyards written right into its name, so you know what the program is there. a lot of people still remember it when it was a place that had a playground and kind of kids romping around. They've changed up the program quite a bit. They really doubled down on the bar. They actually bottled their own whiskey there, their own bourbon, which mm-hmm. is super interesting. Serve a really good burger, comfort food like that in the first class. You guessed it, Tommy, old fashioned. Mm-hmm. And the playground is gone, and it's much more of a den for bourbon lovers. It's easy to find these places in New Orleans now, places with outdoor dining like this. A little trickier when you get into the suburbs, just because of the way the suburbs are built. Don't have these these French Quarter courtyards or these big sweeping porches and such. But you got some stuff out there. The Station 6 always comes to mind in Bucktown. Such a fantastic seafood restaurant, a kind of modern read on Louisiana seafood. Always real busy, no reservations, but it's mostly an outdoor patio with a dining room, a bar, and a kitchen in the middle of it. I think about places that we may think of seasonally during crawfish season. They're still going strong. They have a lot of outdoor seating that kind of built for that style of service. Sider's Seafood in Harahan, right? I mean, the crawfish are a ways off, as they should be. Enjoy things in their season, please. But Jason Sider always does great cooking over there, and it's always a lot of fun, usually live music on the weekends. Skip on over to the West Bank again. You mentioned River Shack where you were. It's not a chain, but there's several local locations of a restaurant called Toast that do really good brunch and breakfast and lunch. And they have one that opened maybe a year and a half ago in Gretna on Hancock Street. And it just, it looks like a cottage from the front. You go inside, wonderful murals and woodwork all throughout. Very casual restaurant, but they really did up the decor. And you go on through to the back, a covered patio, big open area. Kids can run around, an outdoor bar. One of those. The thing I love about these patios, Tommy, is you walk through, and sometimes it's much more than you expect.
Is Toast the one that built the playground like?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, okay. That's Toast in Gretna.
Yeah.
You can go up and down the line.
Popped into my mind, Ian McNulty, is Middendorf's in. I don't know about the one in Slidell, but I know in Manchac they have that outside area on the water, which would be very, very nice this time of year.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I mean, it's a new day for waterfront dining in this area, too. They had to get creative with it. Middendorf is a great example. I mean, they basically run their own private levee district up there to keep that place going.
He's done a great job.
Francine.
And look, I loved the old Middendorf's with the two sides and everything else, but is it Horst Pfeiffer? He really has done a great job with that.
Oh, yeah. No, he took a place that everyone loved and didn't want it to change, and he gradually made changes that everyone nodded to. Said, okay, that's smart. Yeah, that's good. And he did it gradually, and he changed the place dramatically, really, but he did it in a way that everyone kind of agreed was good. And the end result is a restaurant that can survive and thrive. Instead of a place that says, we're not going to change at all as the world is changing around us and tastes and business models and ways of doing things and our conditions along our coast. And instead, it's got a resilient restaurant that the people can still love and generations can still go to.
And so, kept enough of the old and enough of the new, and he really did nail it. That's you should be a writer for food and restaurants. You do a good job with that.
Somebody's I cover looking. Food, but sometimes it covers me, Tommy.
There you go. I hear that. Somebody is looking for a cool place, a fun place to watch Saints game, get a bite to eat on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good day for bar food. Sunday is a good day for bar food, but it's a good time for bar food around the city. Cooter Brown's over in the River Bend. That's a place where they've got a lot of TVs. They got a lot of different games going. So there's that. There's a little, split personality. Like if you're a fan of football in general, there's several games going on at once. But to my taste, they have some of the best bar food rolling and an oyster bar, too, which mm-hmm. is great. They even have some outdoor seating there. And it is kind of nice. I mean, this is not on the river, but if you're outside, you're looking at the levee. You're seeing the green of the Batcher. Kind of a nice setting. I always like that dynamic spot where St. Charles Avenue turns into Carrollton. They're doing good bar food over at Bayou Beer Garden, of course, right by Bayou St. John. And that's a place it's kind of a several concepts built into one. Inside, it feels like a pub or tavern, let's say. outside. It's all these decks. You could be on the beach, you know, multi-level covered decks, TVs everywhere. And then you walk through a gate, and then there's the Bayou Wine Garden, which is a different name, but really the same place. It's all one complex. It's sort of like a Epcot Center of alcohol. You know, you're in beer world on this side, you're in wine world on the other. And same food menu throughout, which is just, you know, solid burger, a couple things you didn't see coming, like ceviche. Just in a really fun place. And I got a new one for you on Metairie Road called Bar Car. This used to be called Parish Line. Well, before that, it was Metairie Cafe, which was sort of the ground zero for Yattitude. You know, it was just this great old school Yatty place that closed during the pandemic. They turned into Parish Line. But just recently, like within the last couple weeks, maybe month and a half, it's reemerged as Bar Car with new operators. Same owners, which, by the way, includes Mickey Loomis of the Saints. But different operators, same guys who have Juniors on Harrison and a couple places up in Baton Rouge, Curbside Burgers. They're doing the food there now. I did a first visit recently. It was real good, and they got this upstairs rooftop deck on Metairie Road.
There you go.
With huge TVs and good food and a good bar for room. So it's called Bar Car.
And that's not a reservation thing or anything like that. You just show up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, just, you know, always remember, you know, the game day advisory, you know, just you know, kind of check what they're running. They're running any kind of special hours. Not you just, know, all things change up for Saints games.
And not just Saints games, Saints Atlanta games. Somebody texted about Paladar 511 Restaurant. You know anything about that?
Yeah, yeah, of course. This is down in the Marigny. It's on 511 Marigny Street, I believe. And it's in an old warehouse that's been turned into condos up top. This is the restaurant down in the corner. It's very close to the French Quarter, just off Elysian Fields, and it's really good modern Italian. Good stylish place, big open kitchen, nice big booths. These kind of these long communal tables. Don't let that scare you. You know, you're not necessarily going to have to sit with a bunch of strangers. They just have big options like that. But on the menu, you're getting it's not a pizzeria, but they do really good pizzas, you know, the Neapolitan style. Really good arancini, which are those rice and beef balls. They're like fritters. These are the size of softballs. You break them open, and it's all this aromatic rice and strings of mozzarella cheese between them. You might get a crudo there, kind of a raw fish preparation, a good bolognese, you know, tagliatelle bolognese. It's good. It's good Italian comfort food with that fresh edge. You know, it's not your mom and em's Creole Italian kind of place. Little closer to more regional Italian. A nice wine list, too. That's a winner.
All right, 3 minutes left. Take us out with this. Somebody texted in and said they got company in from out of town, and they're looking for, quote, exotic eating options. I don't know if that means Indian. I don't know if that means pho. I don't know what it means. But give them some choices for some exotic eating items, eating choice places.
Let's assume it's not gumbo and seafood platters.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
You've got Mr. Mao on Chapatula Street, very close to Tipitina's, which is sort of tropical in general. You know, you've got stuff from India, the Caribbean, Mexico, all sort of mixing it up on a very creative menu and a very fun, stylish spot. Mr. Mao on Chapatula's in the French Quarter, Palm and Pine. Again, their motto is the South and south of that. So some regional stuff, some stuff that tastes like Louisiana, tastes like Texas, but also the Caribbean, Mexico, a little further south. You get the idea, fresh flavors, a lot of spice, a little bit of Vietnamese thrown in there. Mm-hmm. Maypop down in the CBD. That's Mike Galata's. Well, what is it? Is it Asian fusion? Is it Italian and Asian fusion? It's a little Italian. It's a lot Asian. It's very unique. Highly exotic, I would say. And if you just want something really casual, pop in, have something different. Bon Mi Boys is a location in Metairie. There's one on Magazine Street, and it is Bon Mi, the Vietnamese sandwiches, and Po' Boys combined, often in the same role. So that fun, casual counter service place.
Sounds awesome. Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always. Have a great weekend. Go Saints, beat those Falcons.
Yep, Saints are bouncing back, and I'll be back with you next week, Tommy. I'm putting on my old-fashioned socks and jumping into this Friday like a maraschino cherry splashing down on the bourbon.
That's what I'm talking about, Ian McNulty, y'all. You can just Google Ian McNulty and find out everything you need to know. We'll take a break, come back, talk to JR from Taken Vegas, get you some weekend winners. 941, 19 till 10, traffic now, WWL.